7, maybe 8 yard gain, and that will be the last play of the first quarter. We're facing a 2nd and 3 for Cass City inside the red zone of Lakers. 0-0 tie after 12 minutes in the Division 7 District Championship right here on the WLW Sports Network.
You know what I'm going to ask you? We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? Sure is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Casehill, and Seapoint, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. Sure is a culture. Sure is a set of beliefs. It's based on care and relies on trust. Sure stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. Sure provides well-being and a life worth living. Sure offers opportunity. Join our team today and take advantage of the rest of your life. Sure. Better health. Better life. So, are you sure?
After 12 minutes of play, as Maxine Nightingale says, we're right back where we started from. 0-0, and the Cass City Redhawks, though, are knocking on the door. They are at the Laker 19-yard line, facing a 2nd down, 3 yards to go, left, right across the radio. Receiver wide each way. Two men backfield, Sandon Cathrell is under center. It's a handoff to Nick Perry. Rumbling has the first down, finally brought down at the 15-yard line after a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by James Dubes, linebacker. 11:54 left in the second quarter. Stops the clock momentarily to move the chains. 1st and 10 for Cass City at their Laker 15-yard line.
Now, what you love about the Laker defense is James Dubes there to make the tackle. Preston Warren there to hit him again as he's going down. There's just multiple defenders around the football all the time, making it so hard to get big plays on him, even though Brendan Hamilton was able to rip off a big one just before the end of the first quarter.
Harbor Beach trails Novell at the end of the first quarter, 8-0. Novell scored in the second play of the game. It's all been Harbor Beach since, apparently. Nick Perry gets the handoff right up the middle, out, falls across the line of scrimmage down to about the 12-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Even on a short dive for him, he still gets positive yardage in at least 3, maybe 4 yards. 11:25 left in the second quarter, 0-0 tie. Cass City on offense. This is their third drive of the night.
Deckerville, Cruz Ibarra scores again, and after the ensuing kickoff, Morris fumbles and a defensive touchdown. Deckerville leads Morris in the first quarter 22-0. Keep in mind, Morris is the only blemish on Deckerville's scoring schedule this year.
Cassidy staying with a 1 wide each way. Cathrell's going to keep it for himself. He's down to the 5, going to the corner of the end zone, but he is forced out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Cass City defense swarming. Brennan Wisner leading the tackling there. As Cathrell on the keeper, a new set of downs, 1st and goal to go from the 2.
That's the element of this Cass City offense that they need. We know Nick Perry, Luke Stern, Brennan Hamilton are going to be tough enough to defend, but if you're going to beat a good defense like Lakers, Sandon Cathrell is that extra option, and he finally gets his first carry of the game, and he doesn't mess it up. He actually breaks a tackle in the backfield and turns it up to the corner, looks for the pylon, but comes up just short. 1st and goal now for Cass City at about the 2-yard line.
Cathrell under center, 2-man backfield, 1 wide to the left, and Nick Perry gets the handoff, trying to go right up the middle. The fullback still struggling. He gets maybe out for a yard. We'll see according to the spot. Looks like they're going to mark him down at about the 2-yard line for no gain. 2nd down, goal to go. A hole you could give anyone on the Laker defense with that stop, as they're all inside the box there. 10:35 left in the second. 0-0, Cassidy Lakers squared up. And Cass City knocking on Lakers' door.
52, Carson Binder was where they ran at. He's the first Laker defender in on the tackle. But again, a whole wall of white defenders there. White jerseys everywhere. Nick Perry loved the play call. He's your most physical back. He runs very, very hard, but unable to get any sort of penetration on that D-line.
Hand off to Nick Perry. He's in. Touchdown, Cass City. Nick Perry rumbles in from 2 yards out with 10:08 left in the first half. And the Cass City Redhawks are on the board first. It is Cass City 6, Lakers nothing.
That time, instead of running straight ahead, they run off tackle just a little bit. Lead blocker ahead of Nick Perry, and he doesn't even need him as they find a way to get around those tough defensive tackles. Just enough room, Nick Perry slides into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown run. Cass City strikes first.
Caps off a 60-yard drive, covering 2 minutes and 37 seconds, the first score of the night. Out for the kick would be a left-footed kicker, the foreign exchange student from Eastern Europe. 6-0, Cass City leading. As we're saying Eastern Europe, as no one knows where he's from. Not sure what side of the Berlin Wall. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it is hits the upright, and it is no good. That was a line drive. Hit the upright about 12 feet up, and the kick from Becky Bikoff is no good. It is 6-0 Cass City leading. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in .450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Perry scores for the Cass City Redhawks first. It's 6-0 Cass City over Lakers. 10:08 left in the second quarter. As currently it is 109 yards for Cass City to Lakers, negative 10. The kick from Cass City, left right across the Raider, comes in at the 15-yard line. And they are running forward, has room to run all the way across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. A white jersey on the bottom of the pile somewhere in there. And that would be number 12, Brennan Wisner, with the return. First and 10 for the Lakers at their own 37-yard line, 10:02 remaining in the first half.
Nice return there by Brennan Wisner, giving decent field position to his offense. A nice kick by the Cass City special teams. So Lakers now, ball's in their court. Literally, this is their opportunity to get something going. They've had nothing going on the offensive side all Cass City all day long, especially on defense. But now that the first punch has been thrown, we'll see if how Lakers responds. Do they continue to lay down, or they find a way to get a first down in this game and get a little momentum on their side?
Coming out in that double wing offense, under center Wisner. Man in motion, that's Preston Warren. Gets the pitch out to the right side, pushing that pile forward. Gets all the way across the 40-yard line out to the 42-yard line. And on the tackle, that would be number 70, Mike Ziegler, defensive tackle. First down, 5 yards to go.
Senior defensive tackle at that, his first tackle of the evening for Cass City, but not until Preston Warren is able to take that spot on the left side behind the tight end and come around the whole formation, and the pitch goes to the right, and he's able to slide ahead for about 5 yards or so. Arguably their best play of the game so far, 5 yards.
Sending JT Warren out to the wide to the right. It's a pitch to Preston Warren again. He has the first down and hits a brick wall of the 49-yard line after a 6-yard, maybe 7-yard gain, as he's brought down right at the Laker 49-yard line. Move the chains, first and 10 for the Lakers. That would be their first down of the evening. 9:16 left in the second quarter. Before this drive began, Cass City has held the ball for 10 minutes, 28 seconds. Lakers, 3 minutes, 24 seconds.
Number 20, Jared Nagel, was the defensive back that made that hard hit. But not until Lakers, as you said, gets their first down of the evening on back-to-back carries by Preston Warren.
And it's a handoff up the middle to Taylor Cady out for maybe a yard to the 49-yard line. Cassidy sniffs that one out from the get-go again.
Hunter